This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Coming up in about 12 minutes or so, we'll get into the latest ideas that are floating around the NFL that could change the way we watch, change the way coaches handle the officiating. That's coming up in just a bit. But it is time. Fantasy football playoffs underway, beginning tonight. So we got to go to our guy, Paul Charchin of Guillotine Leagues and FantasyLife.com. As always, presented by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. It is go time, man. It is full-on go time. Hopefully those listening are still around in their league. And we've got some injuries to navigate. Let's start with New Orleans, because some people maybe have recently picked up an MVS, or they've obviously been relying on an Alvin Kamara. But Derek Carr's got a broken hand on a non-throwing hand, and he's got a concussion. What the heck's going on there?
Yeah, he's not going to go. We don't know for sure if they're going to go Jake Haener or Spencer Rattler, but I don't think it really matters in either case. The Saints offense, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the Detroit defense with 13 players on IR. Saints offense, 7 players on injured reserve in the Saints offense. Alvin Kamara is really the tricky guy, right? I mean, everybody else, I think it's pretty easy to say, it's the fantasy playoffs. Do not put your success in the hands of Jake Haener. That's pretty easy. But Kamara, on the other hand, is a little trickier, right? So here's my worry. They play Washington. If you're Washington this week, don't you just play to take Alvin Kamara away and make somebody else beat you? And that's my concern. That's what I would do here. In the 3 games Derek Carr missed earlier this year, Kamara only averaged 39 rushing yards and 31 receiving yards per game. He only scored one time. So, you probably don't have the luxury of a deep enough roster where you can bench Kamara. But boy, you know, I've only got a flex level start on him, and it may be that you've got somebody else that has a little more upside than Alvin Kamara does in the game that could end up going really badly for him.
Charge, what if you got stuck? Like, let's say you're in the playoffs, but you did it in spite of quarterback, and you're like, well, I can't start Haener. Of like, let's say the fantasy quarterbacks who you know the name who could be available that really haven't been starter worthy, who do you like this week? Kirk Cousins, C.J. Stroud, Justin Herbert, Geno Smith, that crowd.
My guy is Will Levis.
Will Levis
is why? Yes, I know. I know, right? Will Levis. Like, oh, God. Yeah, so here's where Levis, quietly for the last month, actually even a little bit more than a month, Will Levis has turned into a non-awful quarterback. So he's at that step of his progression where, a little bit like Bryce Young, where he stopped making the eye-rollingly bad plays, and he's starting to make pretty good ones. And listen to the playoff schedule for Will Levis. Cincinnati this week, that is the worst defense in the NFL right now, at Indianapolis and then Jacksonville. Will Levis has a chance. And by the way, Calvin Ridley, if I had to pick like one player to be just like this bold out of nowhere playoff superhero, I think I would pick Calvin Ridley for that same reason. You know, Levis is playing decent ball, and this schedule's just so favorable. That's my sneaky, like, under the radar players right there.
It's definitely under the radar. That scares the crap out of me, though, for my fantasy football
playoffs. Sometimes if you're like, but if you're up against the best team, Church, why not throw a Hail Mary, you know?
That's right? True. That's very, very true.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's for underdogs, right? You know, if you're slated to lose by double-digit points and you think you think that that's legit and you need something special to happen, there's your angle.
We're talking to Paul Charchin of Guillotine Leagues and FantasyLife.com. All right, here's another name that I guess if you're just hoping for, not a miracle, but you need to pull something out of your you-know-what. What about the Raiders' backfield situation? I picked up this guy after he played the Chiefs 2 weeks ago. Sincere McCormick. Had never heard of the dude until he played the Chiefs and looked good. He's coming off another really good performance. Look, I guess if you got some bad running back injuries, is he someone that you can actually rely on this week?
Yeah, and he's going to be the starter going forward. So they've made an official depth chart change. Now, I'm interested in people with adjectives for first names, like Sincere McCormick. I'm going to shoot you a couple. What do you think? Just tell me what you think of these people.
Okay,
Sterling Shepard. Sterling Sharp.
Well, he should be a Hall of Famer. Yeah,
he should be. Probably should be. When his brother went in the Hall of Fame, Shannon, he said, "I'm the only guy in the Hall of Fame whose brother is a better football player than I am."
That's an unbelievable moment. That clip is really good. Yeah, that's a really good clip, an emotional clip. Yeah.
That was good. How about this? Sonny Hostin, co-host of The View. Are you guys big View watchers?
It turns out, as a man at 40 years old, not a big View watcher, but never not seen it. So, you know, name seems fine.
Okay. All right. Okay. How about Christian Bale? Star of the best movie ever made.
I was going to say, yeah, very talented.
Very talented. There's your adjective first name people that I'm interested in. Here's what we're talking about. Sincere McCormick, 5.5 yards per carry. He's basically running at double the efficiency of Alexander Mattison and Zamir White were. And yards after contact, 3.7. You guys saw him run. The guy can run hard. So he's going to play this week, Atlanta. This is a defeated team reeking with the stench of defeat on it. Aaron Jones scored against Atlanta last week. Over the past 6 weeks, they're giving up almost 5 yards per carry. I like Sincere McCormick here. He is my running back. Wow, but hang on, I don't have this in front of me. Sincere McCormick, my running back 22 this week.
Charge, how about a running back that you and I think have been high on since the draft going back to being here, and he was coming off of three tremendous fantasy football games. Bucky Irving, what happened last week? And can we start him against the Chargers this week? I mean, is it bench Bucky Irving time?
Well, okay. So, Bucky Irving's freaking awesome on talent. He's one of the five best backs in the NFL. He's constantly battling injury, unfortunately, and that's the situation right now. It's a foot at this moment. It all depends to me on if he can just get completely off the injury report. I feel pretty good about him, and I'm going to move him up my rankings. And, you know, but if he stays on it, then I worry about more the frustrating timeshare, him being in and out. By the way, it's a back and hip injury this time around. It was foot earlier. So we're just going to have to watch the injury here. But the thing is, he's just so good. Anytime he's on the field, I've got some interest in him. If the Chargers coming up, that is not an easy run defense, and that, you know, you got to factor that into the equation a little bit here too. But just on talent, I love Bucky Irving, and I want to see him on the field as much as we can. He is my running back 19 this week.
Charge, I hate to say it because I'm up against this player in my fantasy football playoffs. And by the way, I'm curious what you think about this because you tend to like fantasy leagues in which you control your destiny. In this league, the top seeds get to choose their opponent. So the number one seed gets to choose to face any of the playoff teams below him, including the two seed.
Okay.
Whoever he wants, he gets to call out essentially for his matchup. So the team first, do you like? Yeah, that's fun, right? The team I'm up against has Adam Thielen. Am I in for trouble?
Thielen's, what a fantastic story this is. I think there's a chance he pulls off a nice playoff run for your team here. Bryce Young, playing so much better. And as alluded to earlier, Dave Canales will not win Coach of the Year, but he should be in the conversation. Thielen has been back from his hamstring injury for 3 weeks. The first week, he got eased back. Then 2 weeks ago, 99 yards on a touchdown, and it should have been 120 yards at 2 touchdowns, but he got jobbed on a touchdown on that one. And then last week, 9 catches, 102 yards for Adam Thielen. Here comes Dallas. Opposing number one receivers pounding the Cowboys. Jamar Chase was berserk last week, 177 yards, 14 catches. Terry McLaurin, the week before that, 100 yards and a touchdown. A.J. Brown, the week before that, 109 yards. So I really like this matchup for Thielen, and he is absolutely fantasy startable in the playoffs, and he's turned into a bankable asset. It's a great story for a player. I'm here in Minnesota where, you know, his story is well known. We love Adam Thielen. He's my wide receiver 18 this week.
We're talking to Paul Charchin of Guillotine Leagues and FantasyLife.com. All right, a couple stardom sit-em from the text line. Flex spots, two of them for a PPR league. Someone's got Khalil Shakir, Brian Thomas, or they can pick between Sincere McCormick and Darnell Mooney. Who are the two flexes?
That's a lot of variables right there. But Darnell Mooney is basically the number one receiver. I think he and Drake London by fantasy points are basically tied. Mooney's never getting, I think, really enough respect overall. And I would try to work Mooney in against the Raiders, and that is obviously a favorable matchup. And then maybe Khalil Shakir if you're the favorite, especially, because Shakir is so safe. He's got that 85% catch rate on balls thrown to him. He's incredibly slippery after the catch. He's just not explosive. So, you know, if you're cool with, like, six catches, 70 yards, that's Khalil Shakir. Although he was explosive last week, had a really nice long touchdown, but generally not. So, you know, I guess I would mix it that way. I think I would go Shakir and Mooney and give you one high upside guy in Mooney and one just safe guy in Khalil Shakir.
Yeah, because Brian Thomas has been awesome this year, but Mac Jones is throwing him the football now, right?
Yeah, that's the whole problem. And that's I've got Brian Thomas down at wide receiver 40 because of exactly that.
Charge Rams at 49ers tonight. Garindo says he's going to try to play despite the ankle. Does that mean we're not starting fifth-string running back Patrick Taylor? Because at this point, I do not care how far down the depth chart you are. If you're the starting running back for the 49ers, I will play you.
Yeah, it feels that way, doesn't it? Now, the problem with Garendo is constantly injured in college, despite barely playing. It always hurt. Then he gets one game as the 49ers starter, and he gets hurt.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's a super dangerous situation. Garendo might not last more than a few plays, or he could play the whole game and just dominate just like he did last week. Had up 120 yards and two touchdowns last week. So I think to me it's like this. If you are an underdog, start Garendo, hope he makes it through the full game against a middle-of-the-pack Rams defense. If you're a favorite, then maybe you play somebody safer than Garendo and just try to secure your lead. Your sneaky angle in this game at running back might be Deebo Samuel.
Ooh. Okay.
Five runs last week, more than any game since opening week. And Samuel's good for almost 6 yards per carry. So, you know, Samuel, I think, gets an uptick in work here, even if Garendo's healthy. I think Samuel's had a bad year, but this, between receiving and rushing in this game, I think he becomes a fantasy factor in your playoff game.
Last one for you, Charge. Puka Nacua, I mean, just going off the last couple of weeks, he had 17 touches. Is he fully back? Are we good to go here, or is there some concern there?
Well, I mean, the only concern here is that do they put a little rest into his schedule just because he was so active and hurt on and off throughout the game last week? He ran routes on all but three dropbacks last week. And Cooper Kupp's got a nice matchup. High-end slot receivers are really hitting the 49ers hard. So I think they may dial back Puka. You got to start him, obviously. He's great. He's been basically fantasy football's second-best wide receiver this year when healthy, behind only Jamar Chase. But I do think we're going to see them dial things back and try to emphasize Cooper Kupp in this particular matchup tonight.
Paul Charchin of GuillotineLeagues.com. Charch, we appreciate it. Hopefully all of us have fantasy playoff teams remaining next week.
And Guillotine Leagues go unchopped.
Yeah. May all of us survive, Charge. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you. Talk to you next week.